choice of what he will publish. If you have made your living as a newspaperman, learning your trade, writing against deadlines, writing to make stuff timely rather than permanent, no one has any right to dig this stuff up and use it against the stuff you have written to write the best you can. This is a perfectly reasonable attitude for a novelist or creative writer to take in distinguishing between his fictional and his newspaper reporting. Yet in his more than 40 years of writing, not only did Hemingway use the very same material for both news accounts and short stories, he took pieces he first filed with magazines and newspapers and published them with virtually no change in his own books as short stories. For example, two pieces, A Silent Ghastly Procession and Refugees from Thrace, are news reports for the Toronto Daily Star based on experiences he was later to use in Our Time, 1930, where he wrote, "The Greeks are nice chaps, too. When they evacuated, they had all their baggage animals they couldn't take off with them, so they just broke their forelegs and dumped them into the shallow water. All those mules with their forelegs broken and pushed over into the shallow water. It was all a pleasant business. My word, yes. A most pleasant business." The same material turns up again in On the Quay at Smyrna, in the fifth column and the first 49 stories, 1938, and a few other places.